Dr. Belinda G. Moss here, making these confessions for you. Maybe you're driving, maybe you can't get to your iPad or your notepad, but I want you to hear my voice, and I want you to know that 2025 is going to be a great year for you. God is going to do some things in your life that will change and rearrange some things for the better. These confessions are going to help you get there. So here we go. I declare that I will live a consecrated life, recommitted to God and His purpose for my life. I will lay aside all that will distract me from my call. And if it will not enhance God's plan for my life, I choose to remove it no matter how legitimate it may seem. So God, I thank you and receive that this year, the greater glory will show up in my life. God, I thank you that change equals increase. So I set my heart to hear and do all that Holy Spirit instructs. God, I commit myself to you and will live my life solely for the purpose of glorifying you. I have confidence that you will not mismanage my life. So I welcome every opportunity you present for me to change. God, I let go of any associations that hinder the progress of your plans for my life this year and beyond. I will get and I will stay on the path that you have for me as Holy Spirit leads. God, I will not allow the spirit of fear to hinder the changes that you are making in my life this year. God, as I hear your voice alone is what I will follow. I decree that my character will exemplify your DNA within me. That is love, compassion, peace, and the power to change. God, I set my heart to hear from you daily and to clearly, with a heart and mind, I'm going to do what you have predestined for that day. I set my heart to make any adjustments Holy Spirit directs in order for me to fulfill your will for my life. This is the year that I let go of past hurts, pet sins, and anything that will hinder or disrupt the manifestation of the greater glory in my life. I let go on purpose of any beliefs that have shut out or shut down what you are predestined for my life. I decree, God, that this is the year that I will become skilled in walking in love, humility, compassion, and obedience on purpose. I decree that you, God, will be glorified in my life as I grow and develop into whom you have made me and not what others or my environment suggest. And listen to these glory increase decrees. All of you, this is for you, and I want you to repeat it as often as you would take medicine to get rid of something. I decree that I will fulfill every assignment you have predestined for me in 2025 down to the last detail. This is where increase comes in. I decree I will unleash the unlimited potential that you, God, have designed in me that will make up for any year's loss due to ignorance or disobedience. I decree that the glory of the Lord will hit my house to such a degree that everything associated with me, including my ministry, will benefit from it. Ahu. I decree that the greater glory will manifest in my life with evidence that will stagger the imagination of this world. I decree that ideas, concepts, and witty inventions will come to me that will bring great wealth to me, my family, and my ministry. I decree that irresistible favor will follow me as the glory of God is revealed in and through me. I decree that the double glory that's resident in me has been awakened, and I now arise, shine, and allow it to manifest in and through me for greater influence so that you, God, will be glorified. And I will not allow any test, difficulty, or challenge to block my view of what's just on the other side of it. More promotion, more anointing, more revelation, more wisdom, more skill, more fruit. More joy, more increase, more glory, more. Why? Because I am your vessel of glory. Now, I want you to put these descriptive words in your heart. Place them in there by repeating them over and over and over. I mentioned Kyle glory, Kail, what does that word represent? Worthy, substance, excellence, efficiency, very powerful, able, an elite army, capable, special forces, great, might, strength, truth, valiant, valor, warriors, nobly, virtue, moral worth, honor, agility, preference, full, goods, retinue, riches, wealth, activity, territory, and influence, critical thinking, strategic thinking, and courageous. Those are all the descriptive words of what glory is, and that's what's in you. So yes, I want you to decree this. As a Kail son or daughter of God, I am God-fearing, strong, powerful, virtuous, honorable, wise, great, wealthy, excellent, brilliant, worthy, forceful, courageous, trained, bold, efficient, creative, artsy, reputable, influential, victorious, battle-seasoned, and battle-readied. Yes, I'm telling you, you will not only say unequivocally that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God through you, but you will manifest it. And these confessions that you'll say every day, as often as you like, they will help you get there. This year, the year of the greater glory. Ahoo!